I live in St. Petersburg and work there in a university, Itmo University, in innovation office. Our office helps our innovative startups and scientists to start their own entrepreneurships, to become entrepreneurs. And we have two acceleration programs. One of them, actually, Future Technologies, had a pitch session in Belgium, Brussels, in June. And we also have business incubator, venture fund, engineering center, and all sort of innovational ecosystem within one university to support our students and startups. And I'm head of marketing department, so I'm responsible for promotion of our startups, of finding business partners, finding clients for our startups, marketing research, and promoting entrepreneurship among students. I had pleasure to be in Hera Hub for 1 month. This was professional fellowship program for State Department, and I was getting to know more about female entrepreneurship and female investments and venture fund and female co-working spaces, which I really enjoyed a lot. So it was a great pleasure for me. That's what I do.
Awesome. So talk about the climate for entrepreneurship in Russia and if there's any distinction for female entrepreneurs on, is the government making it, easier and easier to start a business there? We talked a little before about paperwork and cost to start a business. Talk a little bit about that.
Generally, talking about starting a business, it is not difficult. It is possible. The biggest, and it's not even too long, the biggest problem is that because of the economical challenges now, the access to the money is restricted and the bank loans are very expensive because I don't know if you've heard about it, because of this currency exchange rate jumps.
Yes.
We have now the bank percentage for the loan extremely high, which is unaffordable for small businesses. And because the venture market is immature, the access to the venture capital hasn't changed yet. It's just this is just now developing, this innovative venture capital. So the money is the issue, but if someone has the possibility to get the bootstrap capital, then like legally procedure, there are no problem.
Okay, got it. Sounds good.
And talking, yeah. Female entrepreneurship, yeah, that was for the next question. I was actually looking for some statistics today, and I was surprised to know that Russia is one of the top countries with the biggest share of females in business, which is like something like 43%,
Awesome.
Followed by almost all ex-Soviet republics. Because like in Soviet Union, after the revolution, the female were totally equal. We're like one of the first countries with the same vote rights and educational rights and working rights. PricewaterhouseCoopers rates Russia as one of the most female, biggest female share in business. So there is no like problem legal, no problem legal problems, like no problems with education. There is a huge now entrepreneurship support system all around Russia, which is accessible to women. I think that's just like the only slight problem that might bother some people, especially me with my family members, is that, first get married and then all the rest. But that's mostly like, cultural mentality, but not a legal issue.
Okay, good. And what types of companies are you seeing that are being started there in St. Petersburg and specifically within the organizations you're working with?
I work in a technical university, so I face mostly tech startups, and especially, for example, our university is known for IT, a lot of IT startups. It is difficult to launch startups in sphere of medical technologies or biotech because we don't have that many medical producers in Russia. All everything is mostly imported. I don't come across a lot like B2C markets or retail startups, but there's definitely a lot. Like I know a lot of we girls, a lot of my friends, they have their own tour agencies, for example, or beauty salons. Like female-oriented businesses, service businesses are also very like attractive for my female friends, so to say.
Good. Awesome. And let's talk a little bit just about you may not have any statistics, I understand, but just what is your sense on the success of some of these technology startups that are coming out of St. Petersburg specifically?
The success meaning the attraction of capital or like entering the market?
I'd say more entering the market. And again, just maybe even a case study of a company that you've worked with specifically, or just in general, what are you seeing?
Yeah, well, IT startups are very good. For example, in our accelerator, we have already attracted in the last several years like more than $5 million just for our IT startups, not take hardware startups. We have, for example, also some hardware startups from these future technologies that are already like bought, that we have attracted investors to them, but they're mostly in the sphere of new materials, are very important, and nanomaterials, like nanotechnologies. This is generally a boom now in Russia. Medical startups, I think, are the most difficult ones. This is why in our university we launch our own venture fund, which will be deliberately aimed at medical startups, because it is very difficult to find venture investments in such long-run technologies.
Great. And are you seeing, given that capital is hard to come by there, are you seeing the flow of money from outside of Russia in investments?
No, mostly local. Mostly local, and a lot of there is a lot of state money. There are a lot of, like, for example, we can fundraise and get some state grants, and there are like several fundraising programs for techno startups specifically from state. So, and this is actually a nice way for our technology startups. They don't, the first step that they would do, they won't go to venture capital or they won't go to bank. They will go to fundraise from state, and they can really like get up to 1 million rubles for, you know, initial base to start their business to prototype. And there is not that much foreign investment, especially now, and generally it hasn't been that much yet.
Okay. And Ekaterina, are you seeing, you know, you said you're not seeing a lot of distinction between programming for men and women. Do you see groups that are forming there in St. Petersburg in regards to female entrepreneurship specifically?
I've Googled as well today. For example, we have a Center for Female Entrepreneurship in St. Petersburg, but I've never heard about it. I think it's, but what I've heard about is Association for St. Petersburg Business Women. I know a lot about their work, and they do actually a lot. They take part in St. Petersburg Parliament, and they promote laws to support family businesses. For example, if all family and business, that means that they technically totally support financially from that one entity. So probably there could be some preferences for them to be more stable as a family. So they even try vote for changing the laws to support this. And they also help each other a lot with you know, networking and helping business. From, I know a woman, she started like a bookstore. So what everyone did out of this organization, like 200 women, they just went to this bookstore to buy books for their relatives, like presents for Christmas. So I think the first month sales level was just made by these members of association. And they really help each other like that. And I like that. And there's some marketing specialists. I was a marketing specialist in this association. Like that. So we would like help this lady with the bookstore to develop a logo type, which is actually for free so that she wouldn't need to spend money for designers. Consulting. Yeah.
So what can we do to support each other globally?
I think what is really interesting is giving each other information about local companies that might be interested in foreign products. For example, in Hera Hub, there is a really like stick with it, Moneta Plasmeyer, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even bought several stuff of that to all my friends. I brought them to Russia. And I know like some of my friends, they are like solopreneurs doing makeup. And I can't meet with her yet. I still haven't met, but I'll definitely give it to her and ask whether she would be interested to like to promote that for Russian market. And I think that if we, for example, focus on the not only female-based interests, but specifically with that case, I think that will be really interesting, and this is the place where we can really help each other to help enter foreign markets.